Hey, Matt Rothschild here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network all across the great state of Wisconsin. It's been a thrill to talk with Dr. Lyerly, who's running in the 8th Congressional District. It's been a pleasure to talk with Christian Phelps, who's running the 93rd Assembly District, and Tara Johnson, who's been who's on the ballot there in the 96th Assembly District. I want to thank all three of my guests for being on the Maggie Dawn Show with me today, and I want to thank the callers and the texters, too, before I forget. Meantime, we got CJ on the line, and I want to talk with you, CJ. Are you there?
Hey, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and thanks for being so patient. Yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Well, I've heard Dr. Lyerly speak before. I've called in. I was hoping to be able to ask her a question, but it's a pleasure hearing you on again, and I do look forward to our next gathering of talking during lunch.
Yeah, I'm available next week. I'm available next week, CJ. So send me a text, and we'll make it work.
That sounds good. I'm listening to you. I'm listening to a lot of the other hosts. It's amazing to me that they try to claim Kamala Harris. Kamala. I'm sorry. I don't intentionally do that like someone else we might know, but Kamala Harris, she's the incumbent. She's the one that's been in the office. We're living their policies for the last 3.5, 4 years. So to hear many of the hosts speak, and actually I think you truly are one of the most logical ones that I had the pleasure of listening to and talking to, but she's the incumbent. Like, all of a sudden now, she's not the border czar anymore. She's had the opportunity to fix these things, but the sad thing is that her and her boss, President Joe Biden, are the ones that have created a lot of these problems.
CJ, can I jump in quick, because I hear your point. But in a way, you make a concession in the way that you address the issue, because you said her boss. She's vice president. She's not president. And a lot of the things she didn't have total control over. Vice president, you basically do what the president wants. And he gave her, some unfortunate assignments like, solving the immigration issue. That's almost impossible. And yet the Democrats, as she said last night, along with some very conservative Republicans, came up with a bill, which I thought was too harsh a bill. But anyway, they came up with a bipartisan bill that was going to address this issue of immigration. And Donald Trump's, submarined it. And so I don't think that can be held against her. But I do think what she's trying to do is kind of a delicate dance, CJ, and it gets to your question, which I think is a perfectly decent question. And the dance is, to take credit for some of the things that the Biden-Harris administration did that she was involved in and agreed with, and yet to chart a new path. That's what she was talking about. She's already made some proposals that go beyond what Biden does, for instance, in going after the price gouging and giving some help to people with housing who desperately need the help. So I don't think you can hold everything against her that the Biden administration has done. By the same token, she probably doesn't deserve credit for everything that the Biden administration does that people want to say she deserves credit for. I think we need to let her, as a candidate for president, chart her own course, lay out her own vision, which she has been doing, and I thought she did a great job of it. And I just think it's a real obvious choice here. And CJ, I have a hope, and maybe it's an unfounded one, that you might come around to Kamala Harris, because you understand that January 6th was a terrible day for our democracy. And I can't believe you like a lot of the language that comes out of Trump's mouth, or the possibility that he could be, dictator on day one. So I still think, we're open to conversation, you and me, and we're going to take that up over lunch, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, I look forward to it, you know. But, you know, when they say you don't want to go back, I want to go back to the 1.4% inflation. I want to go back to the under $2 a gallon gas.
Right.
I want to go back where my tenants can afford to pay their rent.
Yeah,
I want to go back. So, I want to go back. You say you don't want to go back, or your party does, or your candidate does, Matt. But there are people who want to go back to his policies.
Yeah,
maybe don't like his personality. I'm never going to have a beer with him. But I tell you what, our country was safer and more prosperous with Donald Trump in office.
Well, I sure didn't feel safer or more confident with him there. He scares the bejesus out of me. But I appreciate your view. I do want to end on I just want to quote something from Oprah. You know, she talked about optimism over cynicism, inclusion over retribution, common sense over nonsense. She said, let us choose the sweet promise of tomorrow over the bitter return to yesterday. And that's kind of where I want to leave us, except that I want to say one thing of personal privilege. A very good friend of mine died recently. Her name's Leslie DeMuth. She was co-chair of the Jefferson County Dems and had a very difficult struggle with cancer. And there's a memorial for her tomorrow at 1 o'clock in Lake Mills City Hall. And I'll be going to that. I want to dedicate this show to Leslie DeMuth. Again, I want to thank all the guests. I want to thank the callers, including CJ. I want to thank Maggie Dawn for letting me be behind this microphone for the last couple hours. I want to thank Jess, who's such a tremendous engineer and producer of this show. I couldn't do it without you, Jess.
Oh, shucks.
You know, there you go. And I look forward to being on the Maggie Dawn Show again in the first week of September for a couple days. Until then, everyone take care.
To put you fine upon it, say.